independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
House Republicans have introduced legislation to repeal this failing law and help ensure Americans have access to health care that's tailored to their needs, not health care dictated and tailored to Washington's needs. Families can't afford their premiums. Patients can't visit the doctor that they like. And fewer insurers are offering coverage options every day. It's getting worse.
That's Texas Representative Kevin Brady talking about the American Health Care Act. It will be known as Trump Care, I'm pretty sure. Got to give it a neat nickname or it doesn't work, right? It's like your pet. Give your pet a name, then you give it a nickname, and then you give that nickname a nickname, and that's the name you give your pet. It'll be the American Health Care Act, soon to be AHCA, eventually to be called Trump Care. It is being rolled out, bits and pieces, 66 pages worth. I'm waiting for the movie, but I do have the Cliff Notes version of it right here. Dismantling of the Obamacare taxes, top priority for them. These are the taxes that hurt job creators, increased premium costs, limited option patients and health care provider. Eliminate the individual and employer mandate penalties. Boom, gotta like that, right? Means you don't buy it, you don't get a penalty. Prohibit health insurers from denying coverage or changing or charging more money. This we talked a bit about yesterday as we're hearing some of it. So if you've got a pre-existing condition, right, you can get coverage. Here's the thing about that. As long as you keep your coverage and there's no lapse, you don't get charged anymore. If you have a pre-existing condition and your coverage lapse and then you go get new coverage, they're allowed to then charge you more. This will help younger adults access insurance. By the way, what's a younger adult? To me, a younger adult is 18, 19, 20, 21. I mean, you're still young when you're 22, 23, 24, but I think of you as an adult now, right? But you can stay on your parents until 26, establish a patient and state stability fund, which provides states with $100 billion to design programs that meet their unique needs to their patients' populations and help low-income Americans afford health care. Modernize and strengthen Medicaid. Now, this is transitioning to a per capita allotment for each state. So California, we're going to get more. Right? Because we got a lot of people in. So we're going to get more. We're going to get X amount of dollars for us to do what we will with it. We could take it to Vegas if we want, right? We could just go put it on black. Maybe we double it. Everybody's getting free health care. Maybe some of us are screwed. We could do whatever we want with it. Empower individuals and families to spend their health care dollars the way they want and need by enhancing and expanding health care savings accounts, those are HSA accounts. Nearly doubling the amount of money people can contribute and broadening how people can use it, which I like the healthcare savings accounts. Zero problems with it. I'm glad we get to do this. And then help Americans access affordable quality healthcare by providing monthly tax credits between $2,000 and $14,000 a year for low and middle income families who don't receive insurance through work or a government program. Boom. There you go. That's what it looks like. That's what it smells like. That's it. Are you ready to roll? This is what it is, kids. It's coming out today. It's out there. We could start looking at it. Is it Obamacare light? Is it something more? Will it be good? Will it not be good? I think those are all questions, like everything else, has to be played out. I always said when Obamacare came out that you can't judge it until it's in full flight, and then you can judge it. Once it got into full flight, we realized we had something that was not going to be able to bring us the things that we want and need. It was just too cumbersome, and it was collapsing upon itself. But this is going to be interesting. As we move forward, this is going to be interesting. This is what people wanted. They wanted the way that Obamacare wasn't working. They wanted a replacement. They were getting scared, though. I want to see what the numbers look like now that people are starting to get a look at it. I want to see what the numbers are looking like, because Obamacare had enjoyed a resurgence among popularity because people were afraid. They were absolutely afraid of what the potential was for the Republicans to screw this up. Let's be 100% honest. All politicians at some point in time have screwed things up. This is Oregon Representative Greg Walden talking about, what America actually wants and what they're going to get.
We believe we have a better way to deliver solutions and put patients, not Washington bureaucrats, first. Greater choice, lower costs, and flexibility to choose the plan that best suits their family's needs.
That's what it is, right? I mean, we as consumers want to have choice to pick and choose what we want with our health care. Obamacare tried to shove everybody into one particular thing. It was an effort, let's be honest, but it was written as a law. It wasn't written as a situation where it was supposed to provide us with amazing health care. It was written to withstand challenges in court systems. It was written so we can insure a bunch of people, essentially giving them free health care or subsidizing a good majority of their health care, and then saying, look, we've covered everybody, without actually saying we've got a single payer system. And then making everybody else go out there and purchase more expensive health care. 62-year-old man, of course you need prenatal. Right? Of course you do. You need prenatal. You need post. You need. It was silly. Now we've got an opportunity to look at this thing. Now, in the end, it is going to piss some people off. I've always said, and I will, I try to be as truthful as anybody here with all of the stuff that I have, right? Too many times I think people are partisan. They only see what they want through the kind of glasses they see it through. Republican, Democrat glasses. There's always winners and losers. There will always be winners and losers, period. That's the world that we live in. And especially when it comes to something like healthcare, there's a lot of people out there that got insurance that hadn't had insurance for a long time. And there's going to be some winners and losers here. Last time it was like your doctor, you keep your doctor. Now we've got X amount of millions who weren't on healthcare before, didn't get access to it, have it, and are worried they're going to lose it. This is Howard Dean.
First of all, approximately 15 million people would lose their health insurance, the majority of which are in states that voted for Donald Trump. The big majority, because of the Medicaid piece of this.
First of all, I don't know where he gets these numbers, like right away. Like everybody's got their numbers, right? They pull this number here, this number there. I can always point you to a different place that's going to show you a different number. The number is whatever the number is going to be when we get to that point. 15 million people are going to lose? No, but there are going to be some that do. There are going to be some people that lose access. There are going to be people that gain in this, and there are going to be winners and losers. Like everything, you want to make sure there are more winners than losers. How will that be? I don't know. Remember, healthcare, like everything else, is an individualistic thing, meaning if it's good for you, then it's great for everybody. And that's not really the truth. For some people, it will work. For other people, it won't. For some people, it's going to be great. For other people that have just gained access or have only had it for a couple of years, this could put a pinch on them. Now it's also about, like everything else, it's also about figuring out the system. You're giving tax credits. Which state's going to get the biggest amount of money and be able to help the most amount of people? We have 20% of our state is in poverty. So that means we're going to get a big chunk of money. How much of that is going to be allocated to each person? How is that going to help people along the way? Is it going to be, are we going to subsidize them? Is it going to be, I mean, we're trying for a single payer here. So there's a lot of things that go into it. It's not just a one size fits all, but it's a better, I think it's a better grasp at individually tailoring things for each individual. But whether or not in the end it becomes a better situation for everybody, I don't know until it gets out there. I like the health savings. I absolutely do. I like the fact that we can have tax credits, especially for all of us out there who go out there individually and buy our own. This is a good thing. But for other people who can't afford it, for other people that are stuck in that middle where maybe they make a little too much for some of this stuff, and it's going to be tough for them to afford even with the tax credits, there's a lot of people out there, and there's a lot of people that did vote for Trump who may be hurt by this. But until it gets out there, you don't know. Again, everything is a theory until it's played out. How you doing, everybody? It's the Chad Benson Show. Thanks so much for making us part of your day. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. One thing's for sure, it's going to be interesting what happens to the jobs, because that's always the thing, right? The Obamacare was going to be a huge jobs killer with the Cadillac taxes and the mandates, and I don't know what's going to happen. But we're again, until it's fully played out in front of all of us, who knows? Who absolutely knows? Speaking of jobs, you're hiring right now, you're looking, and you've not done this. You've not gone to ZipRecruiter.com. I don't know why you haven't. Maybe you didn't know. Well, I'm here to tell you right now, ZipRecruiter.com will help you find the perfect candidate, the best candidate. Right now, too many people out there post their jobs in one place. That isn't good enough anymore. How would you like to post your job on all of the top job sites? Well, guess what? With a single click, you can. That's right, a single click. 200-plus job sites, including social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. You can find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails, no crazy phone calls, none of that stuff to your office. You can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, listeners of the Chad Benson Show, that's you. You guys can post your job for free today. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time. Chad Benson Show listeners, post your job for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. Post that job for free. You will find the perfect hire indeed. ZipRecruiter.com/report. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Because there's today a cap over how much deductibility you have over a CEO's salary. It is lifted, so there is now no tax for a corporation on money that you pay the CEO over $500 million.
Ooh, wow. Why are the Democrats always so worried about what other people make? I've never understood that. Why don't you bitch about how much money Oprah makes or Jay-Z? Why don't you bitch about how much money Mark Zuckerberg makes? It's always health care, right? CEOs of industries that they don't like or they seem to be deemed horrible to the average American, right? They worry about that. CEO makes $25 million a year running Aetna or somewhere like that. They're mad. Mark Zuckerberg makes $2 billion a year, and they're okay with that. I've always wondered that. It's like it's so pick and choose, right? It's like, wow, Mark Zuckerberg's worth $40 billion. You're mad at him. You guys hate the Walmart people. Like, pick and choose, right? I'm going to pick these people are bad because they don't pay wages that are worth a damn thing. Facebook's good because they're Democrats and they're liberals, so we like them. We don't care how much money they make. Jeez, wiretaps. I'll tell you what, of all the time, I mean, did WikiLeaks, did they plan this? Did they say, hey, let's get a hold of the Twitter of Trump and we'll put out the wiretapping thing and then a couple days later we'll release our stuff? WikiLeaks getting ready for another massive dump, about 8,000 documents. Yes, those, that same WikiLeaks, those, they're at it again. This one may be even bigger than the Snowden Chelsea Manning dump. I mean, this is basically what we know. This is what the documents claim. CIA will neither confirm nor deny, which usually means probably true. Let's see, the size and the scope of what they're able to do. The agency's hacking division has 5,000 users. They produce thousands of Trojans, viruses, and weaponized malware. This is what this point. And by the way, Frankfurt, which is in Germany, for those of you who do not understand where Frankfurt is apparently the hub of our European-based hacking, and we hack everyone, apparently. I know it's crazy, right? It's you mean just we do it too? Not just the Russians, but we do it? Oh. Here's some of the things they can do. They're able to tap into iPhones, Google Android, Microsoft Windows operating systems, even Samsung smart televisions, which can act as microphones. WikiLeaks said the agency could play smart TVs into fake off mode, which allows the agency to record conversations when the TV was seemingly off. How do you feel about that? Your Samsung smart TV, you think it's off, it's in a pretend sleepy mode, and they're recording everything. They're also able now, apparently, to get to your phone data before it gets encrypted. So take that for what it is. All right? So take that for what it is. Meaning that before, as you're sending stuff, it eventually becomes encrypted. They're able to get to it before it becomes encrypted, meaning they're able to see all of it. It's not just data, it's words they may understand. Oh, my God. Does Trump not feel as special today, knowing that we're all being looked at? right? Now, I don't think everybody who has a Samsung TV, I think Vizio had the same problem as well, but I don't think any of the, I don't think all of them are spies. We've been listened to forever and a day. They could pretend that they're not. This is part of that shadow deep government. Shadow. I've always told people, if you ever look at pictures going back to like the, you know, the 70s and 80s and early 90s, and you'll always see these old white guys in black suits, and they're in every presidential picture. They're in the background, and you don't know who they are. Those are the guys who know everything. Like, who's that? Don't worry about it. Who is he? You don't need to know. Who's I don't? Mr. President, you're on a need-to-know basis, and that guy you don't need to know about. They're all listening. Did you think they weren't? It's not good. Should piss you off. But they're all listening. They probably, and they listen to each other. Just know, if you're sending a text right now, if you're sending an email, if they want to, they probably know. They probably got it. They're probably taking a peek at it at some point in time. May not be right now. Maybe you're boring. But this is what it is. Now there's going to be all kinds of stuff that comes out about this. And once again, people will say, you should be pissed. At what? At some point in time, it's a waste of energy. It is. My frustration is what is Julian Assange? Is he a hero? Is he not a hero? Is he somebody who's exposing not only our bad things that we do to ourselves, but he's also exposing people that are working and giving away our secrets to other people? And not just us, man. The Europeans are implicated all over this as well for the things they're doing to each other. This is what happens. It's amazing. We'll talk about Russian hacking all day. We just got exposed. We have 5,000 people currently working as full-time hackers. How'd that make you feel? The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Text the program, 323-538-2423. You can also call the program, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I tell you what, I'm as open-minded as anybody. I think you're starting to realize that here on the old Chad Benson Show. That's me, Chad Benson. Thanks so much for playing a part in our little dog and pony show. I wonder how you feel about this. You text us. You can also tweet at us, at Chad Benson Show. We got a poll up there we'll get to in a little bit, but the text line is 323-538-2423, and the number to call is 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. And there is a new legislation that's been proposed by two lawmakers here in California that they say will make the roads safer. All right? They say this is going to make us safer in California. It is a two-tiered approach for the rules of the road. One for people who drive cars, like most of us, and one for people who like to ride their bicycles. And do you know what this is? This will allow bicyclists to pedal past stop signs without stopping. Let's take a step back and breathe. You want to be on the road. You want to ride around on the same streets that cars are. And at the same time, you want to have the opportunity to roll through stop signs. How is this going to make it safer for anybody? Now, it'll be safer for me because I'm in a car like a normal person, right? But how does this make it safer for the bicyclist, right? Because my thing is this, right? Do we already have this, we have to be 3 feet away from them, right? And I don't even know how that works because sometimes I'm in the left-hand turn lane and there's a bicyclist in the left-hand turn lane. And I'm sure you get the same thing. Now you want to let them roll through stop signs. So I'm coming down the street and I don't have a stop sign. They can roll through stop signs, and somehow, who's going to be at fault there if I hit them or they hit me? Either way, he had a stop sign, and I'm using the word he, don't get the person had a stop sign on the bicycle or the bicyclist, but they're allowed to roll through it. How does this make us safer? I'm just curious how it makes any of us safer. And by the way, this is a Republican and a Democrat. Assemblyman Jay Obernolte of Hesperia and Philip Ting of San Francisco. Obernolte is a Republican, Ting is a Democrat. They introduced their measure on Friday that would allow bicyclists to treat stop signs merely as yield signs and proceed with caution if it's safe. It's pretty compelling, they say. The data supports this kind of change in law. Obernolte is an avid bicyclist. Their loss of momentum causes them to spend a substantially longer amount of time in the intersection. Translation, I like to ride my bike, and I don't want to be hindered by slowing down. I have news for you. It saves me gas if I could just drive whenever I want and never have to stop. How about I introduce, I don't know, something there for that? Can anybody please explain to me? Under the proposed law, bicyclists would still have to stop at red lights, which Obernolte said might motivate them to take less traveled side roads. Again, I have a feeling this is about him more than anybody else. He's writing something singularly for him. He emphasizes that bicyclists would only be allowed to go through a stop sign if it was safe, something they would have to assess as they approach the intersection. It's intentionally vague because it's left up to the discretion of the bicyclist. Oh, my, really? I don't know about you guys out there, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, but don't we already have an uneasy peace or truce kind of with people on bicycles? Not that I don't ever want to see anybody get hit or killed or anything like that, but there always seems to be this kind of war, battle, back and forth between people who are on bikes and people who are in cars, right? There's always that kind of, you should know better, we're on a bike, you should be looking out for us. It's frustrating. And now you want to let them roll through stop signs? Wow. How about for motorcyclists? Yeah. You guys can split lanes, but now can you roll through it? Well, it doesn't really, it's vague. It's intentionally vague. Maybe you can tell them you're on a bike. Then you tell them that, right? I mean, there's that uneasy piece. I don't know. Southern California spokesman for the San Diego County Sheriff said he was uncertain whether or not the law would increase safety or work in the reverse. I find this to be a very bizarre situation. And again, I don't want anybody ever to get hurt. I don't want anybody to get run over. I understand that people out there like to ride their bikes and any kind of exercise is good. Having grown up in both, Southern California and Northern California, we all love to ride our bikes. But I have always thought when I'm on a bike, I treat my bike like I treat my take responsibility for myself. I do all that I possibly can to make sure I obey the law of the land and the law of the road. And I also realize that I'm a bicyclist. And if I get hit by a car, I'm a bicyclist and I will get squished. How many rules? This guy's writing it for himself. That's what he is. He's writing it for himself. They'll take it's vague for a reason. Maybe that's what the Republicans should say about the new thing, the new law. It's vague for a reason. We want you guys to decipher how you want it to go. Well, it means this to me. Well, there you go. That's what we meant it to mean for you. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. I just find it bizarre. Why do people quit work? Can you guess what would make 6 out of 10 employees leave their job? This according to Center for Generational Kinetics and Ultimate Software. They conducted a big study about why people leave their gigs, why people leave their jobs. And most people leave their jobs because they feel uncomfortable, that the situation is toxic, that there is an environment of harassment, intimidation, and generally offensive behavior. I don't know about that. Microaggression is what the word we use. If you don't know what microaggression is, this is something that I always find to be interesting. Microaggression is essentially something that you say or do that you don't seem to, you deem it not to be offensive, because in your mind, it's not offensive, and most people wouldn't be. But the person who is talking to you, the person who may hear this, may find it to be offensive, right? You may say, I like your accent, and that person deems that to be offensive. Even though you don't mean it to be, that person's offensive. So once again, we're allowing people to dictate our feelings and thoughts. But that's why they say most people are leaving work. I get that. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chris, you want to talk about the bike laws? Isn't it kind of crazy, or am I missing the point?
No, I just had a different comment about the bikes. You know, I think I've been thinking this for a long time, that you should make the cyclists pay a registration to use the roads. You know, that would solve a bunch of different problems. I would definitely have a lot more respect for for bicyclists on the road if they had to pay a registration and you get it.
Absolutely. Well, let me tell you something. I know you have to have a license, right? Make you register your dog. Might as well make you register your bike. You still have to have a bike license anymore? Remember that when you were a kid, you had to get a bike license? Yeah, from 3-year-olds to tricycles?
That one.
Yeah, so, but I don't know. I mean, how would you feel, Chris, if you're sitting there at a stoplight or stop sign and somebody rolls right by you? Because I see it happen all the time now. And I don't know how that's going to make somebody else safe. And I like the fact that you're saying, look, if you're going to use the road like this, make them pay a registration, right? Because they are using the roads. And, right. You know, shouldn't they treat it as such?
It's
interesting. I appreciate your call, man. Thanks so much. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. I just find it to be frustrating when I look at something like this, knowing full well that, again, I am all about all the exercise, ride your bike, do all those kind of things. But the thought process of a new law here in California that would allow bicyclists to just roll through stop signs at their discretion, I find that to be, you know, I mean, you're on the road. You're sharing the road with me. I'm sharing the road with you. I want to give you all that I can and the respect and the distance, because I've been out on the road and I've ridden my bike, places. And I treat it as, you know, you can win in a fight. Right. You run me over. I'm in a lot more trouble than you are. But to allow them to roll through a stop sign, that to me, I'm sorry, I don't get it. I don't get it. And that's the new law. These are the craziness that our legislators come up with. I got a great idea. I ride bikes. I don't want to stop at stop signs. So, Kevin, you don't want to stop Mr. Ting either at stop signs? Well, that's a great idea. Let's just have a nonstop sign thing. I find it bizarre. I do. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Back to the reason people leave jobs. Again, this microaggression thing, we are allowing people nowadays to take what we say and in their mind make them feel bad about who they are when it's not meant that way. So you've done something wrong even though you didn't do something wrong. And it to me, you know, look, everybody leaves jobs for a different reason. Of course, if you're uncomfortable at your job, you don't want to be there. Duh. Who wants that? Right? You hate your job. Very few people out there listening today love what they do. A lot of people hate what they do, but they love the people they work with. A lot of people, they're not big fans of who they work with, but they love what they do. But there's a lot of people out there just miserable. But you figure it's the only job I have. The money's good, so I'll stick around. You got to decide for yourself. I mean, but everybody says they're microaggressed. Everybody says that this person said that. This person looked at me here. This person said I had nice shoes. I think he wants to have sex with me. I mean, come on. Realistically, come on. Come on, man. It's crazy. It is. Look, and I'm not saying there's not people out there that are bad. I'm not saying there's not people out there that don't say stupid things, because there is. We all get that. But I'm just saying, have we become so hypersensitive that you're leaving your job because you feel that somebody has said something to you that has made you uncomfortable, so you feel it's a hostile work environment, which to me screams of, you're going to get sued. I wouldn't want to. We have employees, but like even now, as we were looking for a new person to work within our company, we all sat down and said we have to have the right person because we are loud, because I do the show here. But on top of that, I have another portion of the company. We have to have the right kind of person that fits in here because we have fun. We say things that are untoward. We have a female vice president, and she is as raunchy as all of us. And we have to have the right person because the fear factor of getting sued nowadays. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. We've got a new poll up. Do you think Trump care will fix issues with Obamacare? Will it create more issues and uninsured? 41% say fix it a lot. 34% say it's going to be a mess. 25% say it will be a mixed bag. I think it's going to lean more towards a mixed bag because I think, again, you're going to have some problems. Some people are going to be uninsured. You're going to have some winners as well. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chadbensonshow.com. We'll get to your tweets as well. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Got to get something off your mind? Text the show 24/7. We've got a special number just for you. 323-538-CHAD. That's 323-538-2423. And keep it clean.
I think that there's no question that something happened. The question is it surveillance? Is it a wiretap or whatever? But there's been enough reporting that it strongly suggests that something occurred.
That's the spicy, right? Because that's what he is. Some people are hot, caliente. Some people are mild. Sean Spicer is simply just spicy. Yesterday, talking a bit about the wiretapping. Was he or wasn't he wiretap? Oh, that is going to be something, right? Of course, we find out today, WikiLeaks, we've been wiretapping. We're not even wiretapping anymore. Now we're just going straight into your phone. We don't even need it. We're just going after you. Hey, one of the things I want to throw out, and I don't hear anybody else talking about this, but we're so convinced that, you know, a lot of people that, hey, we tapped this guy's phone. Flynn was heard talking to this guy. They tapped him. Have we maybe not thought that maybe, just maybe, we tapped the Russian guy's phone, the ambassador's phone? Because by the sounds of it, we're tapping everybody, right? We're tapped out. So maybe we weren't tapping them. We just happened to catch a phone call. Just a question. Texter writes in, as texters do, I'm with you, Chad, bicyclists we need to watch for. But you always have that one idiot who has left the law, who has the law on his side, that will stay in your car lane, even though there's a bike lane and he knows it. If you're going to hit him, you're getting sued. Drives me crazy. Again, I want you to be able to ride your bike. I got no problem with you riding a bike. But, you know, here now they're talking about legislation where, here in California, where bicyclists are going to be able to cruise straight on through stop signs at their own discretion in a very vague law. I don't get it. This is what we do here, right? This is what we do. We focus on paper bags and plastic bags and fluorescent light bulbs and all this stuff. And yes, bicyclists. 844-344-2423. Chad@chadbensonshow.com. Two sisters. 97-year-old each. They're twins. Twins, I say. That means there's two of them. They've lived a kind, wonderful, beautiful life. Saturday morning, a neighbor found both of them. They had both slipped in the driveway. That's right. 97-year-old twins died in freezing temperatures, but they went out the same way they came in, together. And I think that's really the story here. Apparently, one of them fell. Jean Young Haley, she lost her footing and fell. Her sister, Martha Young Williams, went to get help, and she fell. It got very cold that night. They had just come back from visiting their younger sister, the spry 89-year-old younger sister. It got to minus 11 outside. They both had hypothermia. They were rushed to the hospital, but neither one of them were able to be revived. They said Miss Haley probably tripped on the rug on the floor of her garage as she attempted to enter her house to call for assistance after her sister had fallen in the driveway walking to the car. That's a shame. 97, man. Isn't that good years, though? Like, what point in time do we say, well, you know, they lived a good life? Like today we found out George Michael died of a fatty liver and maybe some heart issues, but it was more natural causes. And then you got Bill Paxton, who had the surgery, didn't die in the surgery, but died because of the surgery because he ended up having an aneurysm, you know, 50s and 60s. That's tragedy. 97 is like, you know, I mean, that's a good life, right? You lived to be 97. You did okay. My friend's grandmother died this weekend. She was 106. I said, you know, she said, oh, people were sad. I'm like, why? 106 years old. We should all hope to have a decent life. Get into the 80s or 90s. 106, wouldn't even know what to do with it. Just saying. Something to think about. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter. ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can tweet your love. You can tweet your hate. You can tweet it all to me, at Chad Benson Show. Got the poll up there about the new Trump care. Will it help? Will it hurt? You can also call the program always, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.